Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's what you do when you don't remember the words.
But we got to learn them here because we're on the road again. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. After an Eagles victory led by a defense that's starting to look like last year. What a night last night was for the Philadelphia Eagles defense to hold that offense to 9 points. Dominance by the Eagles defense. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to. Merrill joins us 1 hour from now. Hugh Douglas, good morning. The Eagles are 8-2, own the number one seed in the NFC, and we are getting close here to the road to the Super Bowl going through Philadelphia. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How are everybody doing this morning? This morning, I would like to say happy Founders Day.
Okay.
To the men of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. I'm not an Omega, but I have a lot of respect for him. Jalen Hurts is an Omega. He's a member of Omega Sci-Fi. My man, Bear Brooks, B. Brooks. Who else do I know? Some other players that I know that are members of Omega Sci-Fi, but none that I can think of in Philly except for those two. So happy Founders Day to both of those guys this morning.
Well, happy Founders Day to them, and happy 8th victory to the Philadelphia Eagles.
That was a hell of a game.
My goodness. Now we have back-to-back games like this.
Back-to-back. Didn't think they would be able to go back-to-back.
Well,
like
they might be able to go back-to-back fully because this defense right now is as dominant as they've been since last year, and it's back-to-back games. So this is only the second time, guys, since 1935 where the Eagles have won 2 games in a row scoring 16 or less points. It's hard to win in the NFL without scoring points, and yet the Eagles are doing it right now, Hugh, because the defense. Look, we're going to get into everything today. 215-592-9494. Hugh, there's just 2 ways to look at last night, right? There's the, oh my goodness, what's going on with the offense, or the defense. And that's where I want to start, Hugh, the defense, because, you know, let's call it for what it is. You were, had a lot of respect for the Lions. Some may say you were scared of the Detroit Lions coming in here, but here's what was a fact, Hugh. They were averaging 31.4 points per game, right? Over the last 3 years, no one in the NFL scored more points than the Detroit Lions. And they came in here last night, Hugh, and the Eagles and Vic Fangio, who is the MVP of this team, by the way, made them look like a team that couldn't do anything. They shut them down completely on fourth downs. The pressure on Goff, he looked like he wanted no parts of that football game last night. That was dominant, dominant defense, Hugh.
Yeah, what I saw from that game, Joe, was a defense that matched up well with Detroit Lions. I didn't think they could. I didn't think that was going to be the case, especially when you talk about what Jahmyr Gibbs was. N'Kobe Dean, I would not be surprised this morning if the NFL has the doc there waiting for him to get to work or whenever he comes to work, and he's probably going to have a note on his locker, if you get what I'm trying to put down.
Oh, like he almost played too good last night? They need to check him out, sure he's not on anything?
That wheel route used to give me nightmares because in the defense that we played, a lot of times, I'm talking about the one with Jahmyr Gibbs running up the sidelines, and N'Kobe was running stride for stride with him. as a defensive end, a lot of times we would have a blitz coming from the other side. So that would be my responsibility. And you have to run with him stride for stride. That's a nightmare. N'Kobe Dean ran with him stride for stride. He made some hell of a plays. When he was blitzing and he blew up, was it Montgomery?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I was like, this guy right here, man. You know who his game reminds me? His stature. And the way that he's playing reminds me of, this is old school football, man. So I always harken back to them old school cats that I remember. He had some Sam Mills vibes going on for me last night.
Wow, that's a
you
big
know,
comp.
Sam Mills, Sam Mills wasn't the biggest linebacker out there, man, but he brought that thigh out. And the way that they played last night, man, the way that they've been playing these last couple weeks, man, it feels like old school football. It
does.
Really, really does.
You know what the game reminded me of last night, Hugh? We're hoping, right? We're hoping the Eagles can go back-to-back and get back to a Super Bowl and win two in a row. And they win two in a row, Hugh, but that D word's going to be out there. The dynasty word's going to be out there. The game last night reminded me. I felt like I was in like a time machine. I felt like I was watching the early New England Patriots when they were in their dynasty against those Colts teams. Right? Whenever Indianapolis went into New England back in the day, the cold bothered them, the physicality of New England bothered them. The Patriots offense wasn't great. In fact, it was pretty mediocre a lot of those years early on. But they didn't turn the football over. They didn't make a ton of mistakes. Their defense won the game, and their defensive mastermind, of course, that was Bill Belichick, you know, 25 years ago, 22 years ago, whatever the numbers are. Hugh, that was how they made that Dome Colts team look out of sorts. That's what I felt last night watching the game. The Lions were the Colts, like the Dome team outside looked like they wanted no part of the cold. And Hugh, Vic Fangio he's the lead dog on this team. Like, I know Nick Sirianni's the head coach. Vic Fangio's the MVP. What this guy has done here the last 2 years, it is remarkable how great this Eagles defense is. We're going to get to the offense in a couple minutes because they're obviously an issue right now, our offense. But I just keep going back to the passes batted down last night. Quinyon Mitchell in coverage.
Five of them things.
You mentioned N'Kobe Dean, Zach Bond. These guys are everywhere. Jalen Phillips, what a performance. And again, I know the weather was a factor for both sides. But to hold a team that was averaging 31 points a game that didn't punt last week, they punted like four times in the first 15 minutes of the game last night. Hugh, that was remarkable defense. And I think today would be a good day if you want to. If it's like we could do like a one-time only thing. Like one time you want to take back the take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. We could all move on.
No.
We could pretend it never happened.
No.
Like it's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, I'm standing on business because my premise still stands.
And
I want to shout out to all the people that went out of their way to slide into my DMs.
Of course. Well, you were Detroit Douglas.
And send me mean and say mean and hurtful things to me. I live rent-free in your head.
You should have seen the scene at the pregame show where Hugh picked the Lions last night at the link. He was getting booed.
And I live rent-free in your head. And my job isn't to make you feel good. Mm. My job is to tell you what I see. I pick wrong. Bottom line, I pick wrong. But the way that this defense played, they are phenomenal. They are almost and you know, I got to give Elliott a shout out because he was hyperbolic last night when he said that this defense potentially could be better than last year's defense.
And he got jumped on like a bunch of crickets.
He did.
You know what?
He don't look like he that crazy.
Here's
now
what it looks to me. It looks like last year's defense. They look like last year's defense the last few weeks, and they look like a defense capable of winning the Super Bowl game. And that's what we're saying.
You know what it is? We complained all the last couple weeks, all season long, about how anemic this pass rush is, right? And with the addition of two people, and I'm gonna give N'Kobe his props because man, playing that middle linebacker and the way he's been a spark plug for this defense is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Phillips, they've become smothering.
Yes,
overnight, like his bananas. It's crazy how just the addition of those two guys and just the tweaking of this defense. You know, Jahad Campbell still has a future here, but man,
but N'Kobe's a better player right now.
Man,
yeah.
Listen. Last night, what N'Kobe did last night, even though you drafted Jahad Campbell, to me, he put himself in a situation where you got to have a conversation about what you're going to do with N'Kobe.
It's going to be a
like,
hard
for
one.
For real. I know he's been hurt a lot, but damn it, man, when you talk about that game that he had last night and the game that he had last week.
He was awesome.
You got to start looking at this dude. And you have to figure out what you're going to do.
I think it's a fair question. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most from the game last night? The smothering great Eagles defense or an offense that once again didn't do much? I mean, really, it was a poor offensive game. They threw the ball to A.J. Moore. Didn't work. Inefficiency there. I mean, what stood out? I mean, the win stood out to me, and the defense stood out to me. Vic Fangio stood out to me. And, you know, you mentioned our pregame, some of the stuff we're talking about last night. Hugh, I said last night, if this game was played 5 weeks ago, I don't know if the Eagles would have won the game. I don't know if I would have picked them. But they have Jalen Phillips now. Jalen Carter's healthier. They have N'Kobe Dean back. They have Nolan Smith back. They are smothering on the defensive end. They were awesome last night. Let's hear for Jalen Hurts after the game, talking about how this team finds ways to win.
I think it comes from the band and the familiarity within the building. And I always, you've heard me talk a lot about those Georgia guys on the other side of the ball and how familiar they are with one another. And I think they bring a special energy to the defense and to the team. And you see it out there today, all those guys making plays, defense playing lights out, defense playing lights out. One of the best performances I've ever seen. So, really, really big time game on that side of the ball. To be able to do what they did on fourth down against a really good offense, a potent offense that's capable of doing really, really special things. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Well, I mean, of course, the way he said it there, one of the best defensive performances he's ever seen. That stood out. I mean, Jalen Hurts has played in a lot of big games, a lot of great defensive performances on the other side of him. I'm being back to his games, days at Alabama, to the Eagles here. He's seen a lot in a lot of years playing football. That was a high compliment by Jalen Hurts to his defense. Let's hear Nick Sirianni talking about how this team just knows how to win.
Over the years, you've described these types of wins as, you know, gritty, ugly sometimes. Is it a style that you like? Is it the style that best fits the
world? I'd like to win every game by 30 points. I don't think that's a reality of the NFL. I think we take a lot of pride in, you know, just winning, period. That's all this thing's about, right? I've been on the other side where you lose and you're sick about it, right? That doesn't mean, again, that you don't go to work like a madman the next day and try to fix everything that made it not a big, whatever, a 2-score win or a 3-score win. But we take pride. I think the answer really, Zach, is we take pride in winning. I think our guys have this knack of knowing. I think there's, as I watch football today, I feel like I saw a lot of like teams waiting to lose. Our team's waiting to win because they know how to win. And there's something to be said for that. You know, of knowing how to win and knowing how to figure out ways to win.
You know, it's interesting, because a few minutes ago I was mentioning this. The game reminded me last night of those old Patriots-Colts games in the cold at Foxborough.
Yeah.
And it just, back then, it was like, well, the Patriots will just win. And the other team will make a mistake at some point, and the Patriots won't. And that's what the Eagles have become. It is ugly. It is low scoring. It is not like the most aesthetically pleasing. But guess what? Almost always happens.
Yeah.
They almost always win.
Yeah. They play well, man. And, oh, yeah. Shout out to N'Kobe Dean. He's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
You should have led with him today.
I should have led with it, man. I forgot. That's probably why he was playing the way he was playing.
Well, I mean, whatever it was.
They're on a mission. They're on a mission, man. And you know what's funny? Like the player, the director of player development for Georgia was there last night, Brian Gant. Shout out to him. Man, it was probably about 12 players from Georgia on the football field last night.
Hell of a program.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. Two good teams have a lot of Georgia players. 215-592-9494. Let's react to the win together. What stood out the most to you, the anemic offense or the great defense? And again, I think today is a good day for it. A one day only, get out of jail free card. Take back the take, Hugh Douglas. That defense, a luxury, not a necessity. Well, you should. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as Detroit Douglas is backtracking?
Yeah, this guy's unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm not backtracking.
Well, you should.
Wow.
The defense is outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's back. I mean, you might even be able to make the argument that they're better than last year. Just, I mean, when they round out into full form, which it really looks like they have, like,
yep.
Maybe it's just that thing with Vic Fangio and his defense. Just takes a little bit of a while for the players to really pick it up, but considering the competition that they're playing, like, the Packers had a bad offense, but you saw it this week against Detroit. Like, that's no slouch of an offense. They kicked their ass. Like, they made Jared Goff look like a total fraud, which I said Friday, by the way.
You did.
But do I have to be the one to say it? Like, I don't want to take anything away from the fact that they just find ways to win, which they do, and the defense has been great.
So you're about to take something away from them.
Well, dude, the offense stinks. It sucks. I don't know. And I'm not sure if, like, there's any reason for me to expect it to get better. And it's not just because, like, I think the worst part about it is that it's not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The run game sucks. The offensive line sucked. Kevin Petullo looks like he has no idea what the hell he's doing half the time. Jalen Hurts has sucked for the last 2 weeks. Like, it's all of it, dude. I don't know if A.J. Brown's half-assing or what, but, like, Goddard and Smitty are the only two good things about this offense right now. The offense absolutely sucks. And, like, while I do think that the defense is good enough to be the reason that the team wins the Super Bowl again, like, I got to tell you, like, in a stacked NFC, just one bad day. Like, it doesn't it kind of remind you of how the Chiefs won games last season?
Yeah, it's exactly like
and
that.
And you run into a buzzsaw of a team or a team that's, like, that's really hot.
Yep.
That's trouble. So, like, that's the one thing that I can't get out of my head. Like, the offense is... It's just bad. And I hate to be that way because it's the biggest win of the season so far. And it shows that the Eagles are still the team to beat. I'm very excited about that. But, like, I just have to be realistic. It's like pulling teeth every single week watching
this
offense,
man. There's no consistency. I mean, if you look at yards per play this year, ready for these numbers? Mm-hmm. Here are the only teams in the NFL averaging fewer yards per play than the Philadelphia Eagles. The Carolina Panthers. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Saints, Raiders, Jets, Titans, Browns. That's the end of the list. I mean, think about those teams. Those are some of the worst quarterbacked and offensive teams in the league. Those are the only teams that have fewer yards per play than the Eagles. Eagles rank 24th in the league.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. Here's the thing. You would probably say right now that the class of the NFC – As of yesterday, would probably be the Rams. If you're not picking the Eagles, it would probably be the Rams.
Right now, if I had to say, I think Rams and Eagles will play to go to the Super Bowl. That's what I think we're heading towards.
And we've bested the Rams. We went into this game, and I admit, this team, the Detroit Lions, are averaging 31.4 points a game.
Yep.
This defense stymied that. The offense is sputtered, no question about it, but they do enough to win. Now, the thing that I know for a fact is defense, if you have a good defense, that travels well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that you've added another component to this with those two twin towers in the middle that are batting down balls. See, that was the key. To me, when you talk about the way that defense played, you threw a timing quarterback's timing completely off.
They were in, and he, as it continued throughout the night, Hugh, I thought he was more rattled.
He rattled. Yep. Like, a lot of times when you play defense, well, your offense, you want to get your quarterback in a rhythm. And it's obvious that Goff is a rhythm thrower. And you threw his rhythm off early, and he never got a chance to get going. You saw that one play where he threw it to, who was it, across the middle, and he scored the touchdown.
Jay Williams.
Yeah, he threw it to him. And that was more of a timing play. But outside of that, the big play, this was a big splash offense. Jahmyr Gibbs couldn't run inside the tackles. Like, that's his bread and butter. He could hide behind those big offensive linemen, and he would just break out, and then he would outrun everybody. The perimeter play from this defense last night was phenomenal because they couldn't run inside with those two tackles, right? So they had to try to run stuff on the perimeter. Couldn't do it because you had those perimeter, you had that perimeter pursuit. Man, this team right now, the way that they're playing, I can't visually see a team unless something crazy happens. You got Buffalo coming, but Buffalo is not in your division. I can't see an NFC team that matches up well enough to make some noise against them.
Yeah, look, the Rams are the one.
The Rams are the one,
but we're not going to see them again probably until the NFC Championship game. Here's where I'm at with this. If they play defense like this, they're going back to the Super Bowl. They're going to have home field advantage. Everything's going to come through Philadelphia as long as they finish the season strong. I've accepted the offense isn't good. I mean, like, I'm not going to hold my breath anymore that the offense is going to suddenly become great. I've accepted it's not a good offense this year. But I trust Vic Fangio. The move Howie Roseman made for Jalen Phillips was awesome. Their defense was their calling card last year. Their defense is going to be their...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Calling card again. Sometimes you have teams that could win ugly. I keep referencing those Pats. This reminds me of those early Pats. The defensive mastermind and don't turn the ball over on offense and manage the game from the quarterback. That could win them another Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. And we got to get Hugh Douglas to rescind the take. It's a one-day only offer to rescind the take. The defense, a luxury, not a necessity. I mean, it is such a necessity around here.
Not going to do it.
They might win back to back.
No, it's definitely.
Imagine if they win back to back Super Bowls on their defense.
It's definitely a necessity with this team.
Oh,
it is.
See,
but here's the thing.
We're getting somewhere.
Here's the thing, and I'm gonna need you to think about this for a minute. The fact that they forced the ball to the offensive players lets you know everything you need to
know. And it was forced, AJ, last night. That was a joke. It was a joke.
No, that's the whole point of this defense is a luxury, not a necessity thing. Is that most of your resources are allocated to one side of the ball.
Yeah, it's bad money.
And we saw last night them try to force feed one of their biggest assets.
We'll get to that. That was a joke, forcing him 11 targets last night. I mean, that was ridiculous.
He still play, though.
Yeah, yeah. Black Gritty's up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Good morning, Atlanta, Delphia. My name's Goofy Douglas. Thank you for calling 92.9, so I can tell you about the Detroit Lions beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Make me sound like a hick. Why you gotta make me sound like a hillbilly?
Defense is luxury, you know, because luxury tax, I don't know nothing about money. Shut up, you Douglas.
Y'all ain't bothering me. I live rent-free in y'all head every day.
You don't even know where you are. Where you at today, Hugh? You don't even know where you at.
Hey, Black Gritty. First of all, it was past my bedtime, and as soon as I did it,
Dunk.
I was like, damn it, I did it again.
In my defense,
I don't do the call letters that much. Not like I used to.
That's why we don't let you do it.
That's why we don't let you do it.
I need to start doing it more.
Hey, Joe. Do your man a favor and write him up a call sheet so he came to his friend when he had the crib, so you know where he at now. You know
but I had I tagged the coat, right station though.
Job right, you know. You shut your man.
I tagged the right station though. Wrong call letters, right station.
You know, don't know ad lib. You shut up, you Douglas. You're right. The talk has been vacated. Now, the defense is everything. I'm not even going to talk about the defense. We all know that. The offense. Now y'all done had 2 weeks. For forgiveness for me, it was super cold. It was windy last night. I saw Amara St. Clown dropping balls. AJ was dropping balls. Petullo can't call plays. Jalen can't. So normally I could yell at Jim for missing like wide open passes. Last night, There was no separation by any of the Eagles, and there were drop passes everywhere. So everybody was looking bad, and it was just weird. And I'm just saying, well, it was windy and whatever. I don't know what's going on. Next week, y'all playing a dome. This offense better show up, or we're going to have the problems that Kyle's talking about. Like, I'm trying to give you some grace, but when I went and looked at the numbers last night, you know, all that stuff A.J. Brown was talking, he is 135th in separation in the league. All those numbers you're talking about, Joe Giglio, about he's this and that. Like, dude ain't get no separation.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's an injury or if it's age. I don't know what it is. But, like, when I look at the Lions, at least they're getting schemed open. Dudes are getting open. And they were still missing passes. So something's got to change. But defense is not a luxury, Hugh Douglas. Watch your Miami Dolphins mouth when you pick against my team. Because we go back to back on the road again. Go Birds!
Love it, Black Gritty. Good phone call. 2-1. Yeah, we are on that road. Santa Clara. You know, last night was the first time. I'll be totally real with you.
Felt like you were going to Santa Clara.
First time I was like, we're going to be in Santa Clara, California in the beginning of February. Feels like we're taking a trip to California, Hugh Douglas.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome. 215.
I'm going to start packing already.
It's November.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready. Yeah, get ready.
You better start learning the lyrics, though. That was a pathetic performance this morning.
Yeah, my friends.
If that's an indication, we're in trouble.
I don't even know where I work. It's in the cluster. I was in the cluster.
I know. You think you work in Atlanta. You're in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494.
Good
right.
Morning, Atlanta.
We'll
I'm
get
not in
to
Atlanta
all
right now. Boy,
you. No, you're not.
Era.
Yeah. Well, they stink. We'll get to all your phone calls coming up. We'll hear how the wind sounded last night, a montage of what it sounded like on WIP. And something interesting that Kobe Dean said that we want to get to. He was referencing Dan Campbell's decision-making, but really what it said about the Eagles' offense. You're going to want to hear this next. What stood out the most? Let's react to a great win by the Eagles on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94
Goff back. Here comes the rush. He's hit. He's hit. And down he goes, and the ball comes
down.
Loose. The Kobe Dean hit him.
Well, yeah.
No shortcuts, Hugh.
No
not with this defense.
Huh?
How about N'Kobe Dean? All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The Eagles defense dominates last night. I mean, they turned Jared Goff into who was a 74% passer before last night. He was sub 50%. That's one of the worst games he's ever played in the NFL. I mean, this guy, obviously, is a very productive quarterback. Last night, when pressured, you ready for these numbers? When pressured last night, on 12 attempts, zero completions.
Yeah, he was under duress.
I mean, there was a point in the game. I remember Collinsworth saying it late in the fourth quarter where Goff was 2 for his last 18. When was the last time an NFL quarterback? I mean, today, like every quarterback, even if you're bad, you complete like 60% of your passes.
Yeah.
2 for 18. It was remarkable to watch this defense. All right, 215-592-9494. What stood out to you? Was it more of the defense and how dominant they were, or the offense, which continues to struggle? Can we hear, speaking to Kobe Dean, Kyle, let's hear from N'Kobe, because he said something last night that was really interesting. I don't think he meant it as a slight. I think it's just kind of his gut reaction. He was reacting to all the fourth downs the Lions went for. I think it was the 5 they went for, and they didn't get any. But this is how he felt, what he felt the Lions were saying by continually going for fourth down.
Almost disrespectful. Even if it's not disrespectful for us, I feel like it's disrespectful to our offense. Because it's like, they didn't get okay field position. But that's just my defensive mind is, though. I don't really take it, no offense to it. I know what type of people they are. I know what type of team they are over there. And we expected it to be a game like this. So we just had to nut up.
So there was
he said that. He's allowed to play that on there.
He said it. You know what there was? before the end, Hugh, there was a little self-edit. Because I think he realized what he was saying and did not want to throw his offense under the bus. But I'll say it. It was exactly that by the Lions.
Yeah, they were disrespectful.
Because they weren't successful in any of those fourth downs. And a lot of times, if you go for a lot of fourth downs, you don't get them. You could get blown out. They knew they weren't going to get blown out last night. Like, even if we give the ball back to the Eagles midfield,
I mean, they didn't.
They're not going to score, right?
Like, and they didn't.
It said something about what the Lions thought of the Eagles' offense. Like, whatever. We'll try it. If we don't get it, they'll get the ball in the 50. They'll punt it right back.
You know what? And it's funny, right? And I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, but you. Like, think about it like this, and we've heard offensive linemen say this. Every week when teams play the Eagles, they have a certain way that they play against other teams. But when they play against the Eagles, they change everything, and they play more zone, and they do different things because they're not afraid of this offense. as much talent as we've amassed, as much talent as we've paid for, this offense is sporadic. And that could be a number of different reasons. I'm not trying to point fingers at one individual. The offensive line is a lot banged up this year. For whatever reason, we can't get the running game going. And the passing game just looks all over the place. And with all of that being said, you know, everybody wants to point to the offensive coordinator and things of that nature. He probably is culpable in some of this as well, but whatever it is, this offense is disjointed. For whatever reason, it's disjointed.
Well, and it's been that way the entire year, which is why I've stopped expecting something different to happen here. I mean, they've had one game the entire season where the offense has looked good on both sides of the ball, running and passing, one. I don't expect it anymore, but if they play defense like this, they're going to get back to the Super Bowl. So I'm like, manage the game from the quarterback position. Don't turn it over. And if the defense plays like this, we're going to Santa Clara. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most? Merrill Montas coming up in a few minutes. LeVert on Erie Avenue. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everything?
Hey, LeVert, what's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Hugh, for acknowledging my fraternity and my brothers.
Oh, happy Father's Day then, brother.
Thank you very much. I think you may have missed Jalen. Did you miss Jalen?
No, Jalen, I missed N'Kobe.
Okay, Jalen.
I missed N'Kobe, Bear Brooks, N'Kobe Dean, and Jalen Hurts. And if I missed anybody else on the Eagles, I apologize because
I don't think anybody else.
Oh yeah, and coach I think it's a linebacker coach.
Jalen's mentor, Michael Jordan. That's it.
Oh yeah, Michael Jordan.
You got him.
He don't play
for
the Eagles though.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Listen, we're in a good place right now with the Eagles. The defense is on all cylinders. I mean, all eight. They smoke them. They look real good. We have our offensive problems, but I'm thinking and I'm hoping that they're actually just on a misfire right now, and they're holding them back a little bit because they don't want Jalen to get hurt, so they're not mixing in as many RPOs, and I'm kind of leaning towards that. Our competition is a lot stiffer now because we did win that Super Bowl, and we're getting everybody's A-plus game. So that's going to affect your offense a little bit, too.
Well, I agree with LeVert. They face a tough schedule. They get everyone's A game. LeVert, I agree with that. You bring up something interesting, LeVert, and great phone call. Chris Collinsworth brought this up a lot last night. His thinking is that the Eagles have held back how often they use the RPO, how often Jalen Hurts runs, because they're waiting to unleash that as we get later into the season. Instead of doing it from the jump, and then he gets hurt, right? Because, you know, it's quarterbacks that run a lot or move that much. And Jalen's gotten banged up over years. Not serious, but he's gotten banged up. Like, they're waiting. And he hit it many times last night, thinking that they should run him more. It will open up the offense. And when they do, maybe it's going to be later in the season into the playoffs. Hugh, what do you make of that? Because he seemed pretty strong that he thinks they have intentionally held back how often he's run this year, and they're going to do it later in the season, maybe the postseason.
I don't know. I mean, the Eagles have won without doing it for the most part. You saw a little bit of it last night. They had a scheduled run. They got Jalen going a little bit. I don't know. Maybe there is something to that. But maybe it's to try to force Jalen to become more of a pocket passer.
Is that the best way to win with him?
Well, I mean, it's been rough.
Yeah.
It's been rough. But I don't know if you whole stuff out of your offense.
I don't know either.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question because I felt the same thing. It was like, why would they do that, right? Like, they're struggling to score. Why would they, you know, play closer games if they don't have to? But he did make the point, like, the Eagles are basically guaranteed a playoff spot, right? They're basically guaranteed the division. Do they need to do it now? I mean, like, this whole thing now is about seeding. It's about just getting to the playoffs. They've done so much already this year that's really the next step is just solidify. Are they going to be the number one overall seed? Are they going to be just the two? Whatever. We'll find out over the next, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown joins us here on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Victory Monday.
Happy Victory. It's a great Monday here. How about that defense, Chris?
With all due respect. Mm-hmm. This, we told you so, Detroit Douglas Day. Here's what needs to happen. Because on Friday, Detroit Hugh came in waving his Detroit Lions flag and wearing his Jared Goff jersey and told us that Detroit was going to destroy the Eagles and Jared Goff was going to be the league's MVP. So you know what, Detroit Douglas? There's a message from Rob Lincoln. You need to put your suit on, report to HR, because the chants outside the studio are loud.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
it's getting loud on Market Street. It is getting loud out there.
And you know what, to the listeners, everybody needs to call in today and tell Hugh he was wrong. Okay, we want Hall of Fame Hugh back because Detroit Douglas needs to go. Defense is a luxury guy, needs to apologize. Take to that mic and apologize. And you know what, Hugh? Put the damn fries in the bag, okay?
Put the fries in the bag, Hugh.
let's recap last night's game. Our defense, since getting Jalen Phillips, has been absolutely lights out. Mm-hmm. Green Bay at Lambeau Field scored 7 points. Last night, the Lions came in, you guys said this, scoring 31.4 points and got nine. They couldn't even hit double digits. Jared Goff got ragdolled. A deer in the headlights is an understatement to what that guy looked like. He was, there were ghosts, there were shadows, everything in the world was jumping at him in the link last night. Another guy, N'Kobe Dean, just give the guy comeback player of the year right now. Full stop, all right? And then, guys, I have two questions for you guys. And on my way out here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay. What one is, what would the results have been if AJ's 11 targets went to Devontae? Because I would bet Kyle's mustache that he would have had more than 49 yards. Okay. The second question, in all due respect, Hugh, I need the analysis with the third eye open, Hugh. You're the serious Hugh. I really want you to talk about Jalen Phillips, because what are we seeing here? Is it the all-pro, all-world guy that we've seen these past two games, or are we as fans getting a little over the top and he's not that good? So I really want to hit your expert.
Are you saying Jalen
Phillips?
Man, he can play. He's
good call, Chris.
Man, he gets after it. He got his first sack last night. Like, he gets after it. It's amazing how having him has sped up the quarterback clock the last 2 weeks. Now, I mean, he's had two phenomenal first games.
I mean, he had the one play, I think it was the fourth down by the goal line where the Lions were incomplete when they tried to throw it in the end zone.
Yeah.
He made Penei Sewell whiff. Penei Sewell is probably going to be first-team All-Pro right tackle. He made him miss.
Man, listen, and, you know, for Hayden Hutchinson to do all that talking and have, like, one, like, it looked like he was about to bring that thigh out.
Short of my Lana.
Until he went to the other side.
Took care of him yesterday. Took care of him. How about that game? Right, let's hear how it sounded last night. A montage of the best moments.
We need a montage.
Of the Eagles' victory over the Lions right here as it sounded on WIP.
Welcome to Sunday Night Football at Lincoln Financial Field as the 7-2 Eagles meet the 6-3 Detroit Lions. And believe me, this one is worthy of prime time. Hurts calls for the ball. He's back. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He fires. Kneeling down and making the catch for a first down is A.J. Brown. Target number one. Let's count the Goff. Fires over the middle. It's intercepted on a deflection. It is Cooper DeJean across the 15 down to the 11.
That's how you get the party started here at Lincoln Financial.
Fourth and one. They're going on their own side of the field. The give goes inside and he's pushed down and he won't make it.
They stop
it
him again.
It is Moro Ojomo. And the punt is Fox. And the return is Gibson. Now, it's a fake. It's a fake, and they don't pick it up. They fake it, and they don't pick it up. They gamble again, and they fake it, and they don't get it. Ball is spotted. Kick is up. And the kick is good. There's a timeout on the field with the score. The Eagles 6. The Lions nothing. Goff fires. Complete. Across the 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Williams. 40 yards. And he's going to get a penalty. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is no good. Williams cost his team a very important point with his stupidity. If this isn't tush push time, I don't know what is. Touchdown, Eagles. Jalen Hurts, 6th rushing touchdown of the season. There's the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles 13, the Lions 6, 4th and 4. Back goes Goff. He's looking. He fires. Incomplete. Eagles take over on down. It was intended for Williams, and he couldn't handle the low throw. Hold your breath. 4th and goal. Back goes Goff. He's being hit as he fires the football. Incomplete. The Eagles have held again. The Eagles have held again. It is 4th down and 3. Goff is back. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly. Incomplete. They stopped him again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five times they stopped them again. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is good.
He knew it when he hit it.
He got it. He nailed it. T-G-F-J. Thank goodness for Jake. Burns by 10. 16-6. Goff takes the snap. Here comes the rush again. He steps up. He lets it fly. And it is incomplete. Intended for Gibbs running down the right sideline. This is Dan Campbell saying, I cannot trust them this time because they've been swatted down 5 different times. They're going to punt. Hurts. He sneaks. He gets the push. It's the
Detroit. And
Detroit's
got the football.
The tush push that has been the Eagles' greatest friend has not worked tonight except for the one touchdown. Jake Bates, it will be a 54-yard field goal. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good. He nails it. And now it's a one-score game with under 2 minutes to play. Hurts back. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He lets it fly, and it's over the outstretched arm. But a penalty flag thrown.
Finally.
It was intended for A.J. Brown, but it's going to be holding against the Lions. It is holding against the Lions, and they will get a first down.
Oh, it's a wrap now.
That's it. Not an offensive showpiece.
Nope.
But what they did well. And it's some of the best defensive football you have seen in a long time. The final score, the Eagles 16, the Detroit Lions 9.
Well said there by Merrill. A long time. But you know what? It's 2 years of this. This defense is the MVP, and as Vic Fangio is the MVP of this football team. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines, react to everything. As the Eagles get to 8-2, they have knocked off the Rams, the Bucks, the Lions, the Packers, everyone that they have faced here in the NFC. Aaron in San Diego is up. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You don't listen to these fools. Okay, I am so glad that defense is a luxury for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, what a
why are we feeding into the nonsense? Just say what it is. The defense is the most important part of the team.
Even Hughes admitting that's not the case right now.
You know, I thought Philadelphians had a little bit more intestinal fortitude.
Nope.
I mean, why all the doubt each and every week with this team? All this team does is you can put the best up against them. All they do is win, baby, win.
I agree.
It's unbelievable.
That's why most of us picked them to win the game this past Sunday. Most of us did.
Yeah, I didn't.
Most of us.
I stand on that too.
Well, if it's not an Elliott Shore Park scheduled loss, it's a Hugh Douglas, I don't know if we're going to win this game or not. That's okay, because if Hugh Douglas has to play Vinny the Mooch role, then he's going to play that, because he's going to give us, you know, the positivity. He's going to give us the lucky streak that we need to continue to win games. If he wants to be the negative Nelly, let him play the role.
First of all, Aaron, I don't play radio, regardless to what anybody thinks. I get paid regardless. Like, there's that. I say what I feel, and if it rubs anybody the wrong way, kids, cover your ears. Y'all can kiss my ass.
We do have kids in the studio today.
Then I'll let you have the floor. I could care less about trying to save somebody's feelings or people feeling like I'm telling them what they want them to hear. I crack this mic every day. And I tell you how I feel, regardless to what Joe feels, regardless of what Kyle says, or regardless of any of them fans out there say, whether they like me or not, because I'm a grown-ass man. Now you can have the floor. Sorry about that, kids.
You are welcome to your feelings all you want, okay? And it's okay, because the bandwagon will always be open for you to jump back on the wagon when you feel more comfortable with the team. Because guess what? You guys got to realize that we are in the best era of Philadelphia Eagles football history. It's right now. It's the time. We are the best team in the NFL. We should have all the confidence in this well-balanced team. And yeah, I get it.
Well, they're not well. Well-balanced is a lie.
They're
not well-balanced. They are so far in the defense. What well-balanced?
Let me ask you something, Joe. Have they won games this year with their offense? Have they won games this year with their defense? Have they won games this year with their special teams? The answer is yes to all three of those questions.
What do your eyes tell you, Aaron? This is not a balanced football team. They are winning.
My eyes tell me that the offense is struggling right now because of one reason and one reason only.
Just one.
And that's the offensive line. The offensive line has been our strength for the last 5 years. The offense has gone through the running game, and we've made plays off of the running game. And the most important position on that offensive line is the center position, with Jason Kelsey and with Cam Jurgens. And Cam Jurgens has not been healthy all year. And when he can't do what he was doing last year, the running game is going to struggle. And when the running game struggles, the passing game is going to struggle. And the team and the offense in general is going to be it's going to struggle. But just like you said before, with Tom Brady and those Patriots teams of yore, the offense was ugly. Last year, the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, he won a lot of ugly games, and he took his team to the Super Bowl. We have to have the confidence in this team that they're going to do exactly what they want us to, what we want them to do, and that's to take us to Super Bowl 60. It's going to be a repeat at Levi Stadium. Let's go, Birds! E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we go, Aaron. Appreciate it. A lot to unpack there from Aaron's phone call.
Yeah.
Calling the Eagles a balanced team. They're not well-balanced, feels like.
Wild.
I mean, we could just say it. Like, you could still think they're going to keep winning games, but they're not well-balanced right now.
No, they're not. And when you talk about where they are as far as offensively is concerned and where their talent is, and when you talk about all the other direct teams in the NFL, they're dwelling around those teams. When you talk about, you know, being in the same area code or cul-de-sac as the Jets and teams like that, the Raiders. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they have to be better, and the defense right now is carrying the day. But like if Fangio has this defense playing at this level and they could sustain this, and obviously they're going to have a big record and probably home field, if not the number two seed, but one of those two, then I feel like they're going to be back in the Super Bowl. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
I need Eminem over there to just at least acknowledge the fact that defense is a necessity with the way our offense is playing.
No, I did. You know what, Jeff? I did that last night. I did. To your point, I was
like,
it's necessary.
He saw the light.
No, but my point is still valid. It's just, for whatever reason, this offense is grossly underperforming. But it wasn't designed to be that way.
Of course it wasn't designed.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that's the point. That's why my point is not, I'm sorry, Jeff, but that's why my point is still valid.
No.
It is.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of merit. I don't know if it's full valid, but I understand what you're saying. I totally understand. The luxury part is that we can afford it,
yeah,
and we can make the moves to get it. That's where I have the luxury part in there. The offense is not playing well. It has played well at times, but there's way too many reasons. The offensive line is just not playing well.
Mm-mm.
Jalen has a problem throwing the ball into, I believe, zone coverage.
Yep.
AJ, you know, he's got his thing going on, whether he's, you know, not getting separation on purpose or, you know, by default because maybe his skills are diminished a little bit. I don't know. There's a whole lot of reasons, but, man, this defense is just out of control. How do you get 5 turnovers on downs in one game plus 5 batted balls, batted passes? That's insane.
I mean, Jared Goff's been in the league for a decade, and I don't think I've ever seen him look that bad. I mean, he was destroyed less. It was like a mental and a physical thing. Jeff, we appreciate. By the third quarter, the looks on the faces of Goff, and then when they panted the sideline with the skill players, Hugh, they looked like they wanted to go home last night.
They couldn't believe it. I tell you, like, it started with the play of the two interior guys.
Yep.
And then it went off of that. Those guys in the middle have changed things in the last couple of weeks in how you defend this defense. And you saw on one play where when Jordan Davis jumped, dude pancaked and put him on his back, still came up and did it, man. You don't know how big that is. That's just as good as a sack. When you start batting down balls, and if you bat down balls at the frequency that they did it the other night.
5?
Yeah, that's a long day.
I mean, my goodness. 215-592-9494. That's how you jump aboard. What stood out the most to you last night? The great defense, the anemic offense. The Eagles win again. They're 8-2. They have just dominated 2 teams from the NFC North in back-to-back games here to get to 8-2. All right, Merrill's going to jump on with us next. His take on the game, the way the Eagles play. Plus, something very interesting Seth Joyner said this morning about the struggling quarterback and the offense and Jalen Hurts' role in all of this. He said it this morning on WIP. You're going to hear that coming up in our next segment. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.